Sorry I'm late. That's okay. I was occupied. How are you today, Don?
I'm well, Connie. Thank you. How are you?
I'm afraid I have some serious business to discuss. Have a seat. I was at McCann Erickson yesterday, and they let me know that effective January 1, they're buying Putnam, Powell, and Lowe.
What?
I'm sorry, but that means I'm going to have to move my New York properties elsewhere.
Why?
Because PPL owns Sterling Cooper. You're all going to be part of McCann.
So we're all gone.
Sterling, I don't know. Cooper will definitely be put on a nice flow. But you're a prize pig. You'll make more money. Pick up stock. You won't have to live and die with every account.
Bullshit. It's a sausage factory. I turned them down 3 years ago.
This happens all the time, Don. It's business. I'd ask them to put you on the Caribbean hotels, but I don't think I'm going to stay there much longer.
You come and go as you please.
Yes, I do.
And you don't give a crap that my future is tied up in this mess because of you.
You wanted my account. And you were lucky to get it.
And you wanted to play with me. Kick me around, knock me down to size. Well, you called me son. I get it now, Connie. It's business.
You know, I got everything I have on my own. It's made me immune to those who complain and cry because they can't. I didn't take you for one of them, Don. Are you? Some other time we'll try again.
Yes.
Have a nice holiday.
Last year.
We ain't gonna make it.
It's as fair a shake as we could get. Considering that allotment act made no allotment for weeks.
You were supposed to get us a good deal.
There's a surplus. The hell's it supposed to do?
Well, I ain't selling it that.
You got no choice?
Sure I do. I got a silo. Store till winter when the price goes up.
How are you gonna pay your mortgage?
That's none of your concern.
Settle down. We're all in this together.
No, we ain't. Thanks to you. I take care of mine, you take care of yours.
Damn it, Whitman. This is a cooperative.
No more. Now get out of my kitchen.
So urgent that you had to wake me.
Conrad Hilton told me PPL is being sold and us along with it.
Oh.
So you knew about this?
No, but it makes sense. All that short-term thinking.
So what do we do?
There's nothing to do. I have a contract, you have a contract, Roger has a contract.
So that's it? You're losing your business and you don't care.
I lost my business last year.
We'll do something about it. If Sterling Cooper is for sale, why don't we buy it from PPL? We can put everything back the way it was.
Young men love risk because they can't imagine the consequences.
And you old men love building golden tombs and sealing the rest of us in with you. You're done. You know that, right?
So I should just throw away my fortune? I don't have the rest of my life to earn it back.
I understand. I'll let you get back to sleep.
Why do you care?
Because I'm sick of being batted around like a ping pong ball. Who the hell is in charge? A bunch of accountants trying to make a dollar into a dollar ten? I want to work. I want to build something of my own. How do you not understand that? You did it yourself 40 years ago.
That's true. But I'm not sure you have a stomach for the realities.
Try me.
Well, we're going to need accounts. American Tobacco, that's most of Sterling Cooper, but that's Roger.
I understand that.
Did Hilton tell you when this blessed event is supposed to take place?
New Year's Day.
We have to talk to Roger now.
You talk to him.
Do you want to do this or not?
Honey. Honey. He probably feels bad about the president getting shot on his watch. Now, stop reading the paper.
She's obsessed. The most interest that girl's ever had in a book depository.
McCann is buying PPL and is absorbing Sterling Cooper along with it.
What? Conrad Hilton told me this morning.
Christ. From one John's bed to the next. What a joke.
John and I have been discussing the idea that we buy the company back.
Really? Why?
Because we don't want to go to McCann.
I know you're sniffing around because I have a golden pork chop dangling from my neck.
It's more than that. You know what Bert's done for.
Now it's about Bert, huh? I want to see what you look like with your tail between your legs.
You sold your birthright so you can marry that trollop.
Here we go. This is your pitch? Yeah, well, move along. I'm not going to throw it all away because he doesn't want to work at McCann.
You want to work there?
You don't value what I do any more than they do.
I was wrong. I learned that with Hilton. I can sell ideas, but I'm not an account man.
You're not good at relationships because you don't value them.
I value my relationship with you.
You do now.
I do.
I'm sorry. I've got points. Stock. If I'm useless, so be it. There's a deck chair somewhere with my name on it.
You're right, Roger. If you lost your appetite, you should retire. Of course, I've seen that before, so you, men my age, even younger. They play golf, go on vacation, lose their appetite. In 3 years.
Join or die? Jesus, Bert. He was doing better.
You know it's true.
You're still going to outlive me.
We have to try.
So you do want to be in advertising after all.
Go upstairs. Daddy just got home.
Come here. Up. You want me to go too?
Please sit down. I made an appointment with a divorce attorney, and I suggest you do the same.
Come on, Betts. What are you doing seeing a lawyer?
I want to be civilized about this. Please don't act surprised.
You haven't been yourself. Maybe you need to see a doctor, a good one, this time.
Because I'd have to be sick to want out of this.
You've had a tough couple of weeks. We all have.
I've had a tough year. I felt I should tell you rather than just let you get a phone call at work.
Well, forget it. I'm not going to let you break up this family.
I didn't break up this family.
Elaine, please shut the door and have a seat.
Certainly.
We know McCann Erickson bought PPL, and we know that makes Sterling Cooper chattel.
Who told you that?
Someone outside of this building who knows?
Well, they're wrong.
Lane, we've worked next to each other for a year. Don't act like a stranger. We got tea.
Well, I suppose we'll find out soon enough. But your information isn't completely correct. Only Sterling Cooper is being sold. PPL, well, will remain PPL.
That doesn't change our plans. We want to buy back the company. We're willing to offer the purchase price plus 12%.
It's worth more than that now.
Well, what did you get?
I'm not going to say, but more than that. I apologize you had to find out this way. Believe me, it wasn't my decision. I quite enjoyed it here.
Well, they've only got me for a year. You for what, three? We'll make another run at it.
The only grounds for divorce in this state are absence of a spouse, incurable insanity, life imprisonment, or adultery.
Well, he hasn't been faithful.
Do you have any witnesses or corroboration?
Not really.
It wouldn't matter anyway with both parties at fault.
No, we haven't. We aren't...
Ken, what are you doing? Do you think the governor needs another scandal on the ticket?
I am sorry for presuming, Mrs. Draper. That was wrong.
So what do I do?
I know it's hard to understand, but the state of New York doesn't want anyone to get divorced. That's why people go to Reno. It's painless. I met my second wife. You stay there for 6 weeks to establish residency. Mr. Draper doesn't even need to go. Just consent.
I see.
We need to discuss what you want in terms of settlement.
Whatever I'm entitled to.
Give us a second. You don't need what he can provide.
Henry, I have three children.
I'll take care of them, and I'll take care of you. I don't want you owing him anything. We want to get this done as soon as possible.
St. John, I'm glad I caught you.
What is it?
Mr. Starling?
Cooper and Draper have learned of the sale.
What do they know?
Truth and half-truth.
They knew about McCann, but they were under the belief that PPL was being sold as well.
And what did you tell them?
That they were wrong.
They even wanted a bid for Sterling Cooper, 12% above our purchase price.
Listen,
I apologize, Lane. Obviously, the news is getting out.
What news?
PPL is being sold as well.
What? Why wasn't I told?
Didn't seem pertinent. Trying to keep our company calm as well as theirs.
Well, where's my place in this?
With McCann, I suppose.
There, Lane.
They know you're essential to the transition.
And then what?
You'll prove yourself irreplaceable.
You always do.
Lane.
Yes?
Don't be disheartened.
I'll put in a good word for you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Today.
What are they going to do? Sell this place? The bank's going to get their payday right after me.
We got nothing, and we're about to have less.
Fine! I'll sell. I'll sell my crop for nothing. Dick?
What are you doing?
I'll drive it to Chicago tonight.
You're drunk. Go, he can barely stand.
Calm down. Whoa, here. Calm down. It ain't gonna rain.
Guests have arrived.
Close the door. Have a seat.
What's he doing here?
You gonna read us your will? I went to Cadillac. I couldn't sleep. And I thought, why don't we go to McCann directly?
Because you can't. It's done.
You're not even gonna ask.
I did yesterday. And you were right. PPL is being sold. So it seems we're all going to McCann.
They catch you loose. I want you to find out what the price was and give us a shot.
Enough! Should fire you for even trying to involve me in this conspiracy.
Go ahead. It's the only thing you did well here.
John, let it go.
I did a great many things here.
Have another. It's 9:30, for God's sake.
Jesus, that's right. You have absolute authority to fire anyone. Fire us. Fire us. Sever our contracts. Let us go. Can you do that?
Why would I?
Because once this sale goes through, you'll be thrown overboard and you'll be a corpse knocking against their hull.
Nothing good ever came from seeking revenge.
Nonsense. We'll make you a partner.
I should think this is worth more than that.
So we're negotiating. We'll put your name on the door.
I don't know.
Do you know how to do what he does?
I don't.
It could be done. But getting you, us, out of here isn't the difficult part. We need accounts.
Let's say we have Lucky Strike.
And although that's, let's see, $23 million in bangs?
24.
We'd still need another third for cash flow.
Well, I can't take anyone else. Or Lee Garner Sr. won't think that he's special. What about Hilton?
No.
Well, can we get any of our other accounts?
We'll get them.
If I were to send a telex in at noon today that you've all been sacked, so after close of business in London, it would remain unnoticed until Monday morning there, 2 a.m. here. That gives us today and the weekend to first gather accounts and then a skeleton staff to service them. And, of course, we would have to obtain all the materials required for continuity of service.
Obtain? We have to steal everything.
Anyone approached must be a certainty. If news spreads, they'll lock us out.
Do we vote or something?
Well, gentlemen, I suppose you're fired.
Well, it's official. Friday, December 13th, 1963. Four guys shot their own legs off.
Allison, Mr. Price has requested an office-wide memo. The office is closed this weekend. All work suspended. Carpet cleaning. Can you give me Mr. Campbell?
He didn't come in today. He's sick.
Call his house. It's important. Peggy, my office.
What do I bring?
Shut the door. Sit down.
I know we have to roll out Western Union by New Year's. I don't have art. There's no one there.
They're selling the company.
Again?
I'm starting a new agency. I need you here Sunday evening to get your things and to help us collect whatever accounts we end up taking.
Really?
Yes.
Who else is going?
Why do you need to know that?
Because it's important.
I can't tell you. Peggy, we're being bought by McCann. Do you know what that means?
You just assume I'll do whatever you say. Just follow you, like some nervous poodle.
I'm not going to beg you.
Beg me? You didn't even ask me.
Fine. I'm asking you.
I've had other offers, you know, that came with a sales pitch about opportunity. Everyone thinks you do all my work. Even you. I don't want to make a career out of being there so you can kick me when you fail.
I guess I'll have to talk to Kurt and Smitty.
I guess so.
Where the hell are my pajamas?
Will you please relax?
Tree, I called in sick today because I had my interview with Ogilvy. I have to look sick.
You do. What a pleasant surprise.
Sorry to drop in.
How are you?
Better than my husband.
And how are you? Been calling all day.
May I take your coats?
We're fine.
I'm going to change the sheets.
Is everything okay?
McCann bought PPL and us.
What? Again?
We need to talk to you. It's serious.
We're not firing you.
Oh. Am I getting a few more adjectives added to my title? Don't bother. I have other plans.
Peter, may I speak to you for a moment?
Pete, we're starting a new agency. We're here to talk to you about joining us.
Wait a minute. They're letting you go?
Keep it to yourself, but I'm taking American Tobacco. We need another $7 to $10 million in billings for cash flow or something. What do you have on your saddlebag so far?
I don't have a saddlebag. I don't know what you're talking about.
Pete, I don't blame you for bailing out the way you've been treated.
So Kenny turned you down?
We haven't spoken to Ken yet. And yes, we want your accounts, but we also want your talent.
Really? What are my talents?
You'll do what it takes.
No. I want to hear from him.
It's not hard for me to say, Pete. You saw this coming. We didn't. In fact, you've been ahead on a lot of things. Aeronautics, teenagers, the Negro market. We need you to keep us looking forward. I do, anyway.
I want to be a partner, and I want my name in the lobby.
There's not going to be a lobby.
North American Aviation, Secor Laxatives, Gillette, Hyli, maybe Pampers. That's close to $8 million already. I don't think you get conditions.
We'll make you a partner if you can deliver by Sunday.
Sunday?
We'll leave the name in the title as a goal. Like or not, that works with you.
I'd like to say I'll think about it, but I don't think that's an option, is it? I'm not really sick.
Welcome aboard. Good night, Trudy.
Good night, gentlemen.
What if I come up short?
It's not an option. Good night.
I want you to call Hubert Adams at C-Corps. His number's in my Rolodex. I threw it under the bed. Try him at home. Tell him I'll meet him at the St. Regis at 7:30 and sound like a secretary. I have to get dressed.
I can't believe he was going to leave. That little shit. I think they still have a picture of Kennedy up. Although, what are they going to do? Take it down and put up Lyndon Johnson? Run this place. I've acted like I've started a business my whole life. But I inherited it. I need an attorney. Divorce. So it's true, huh? What are you talking about? Henry Francis. Who? Jesus. Right when things are almost normal. I need you to tell me what you know. Margaret's friends with his daughter. Are they sleeping together? I don't know. It came from his daughter. He talks about her. It sounds like it's serious. I was going to tell you. No, I wasn't. I thought you knew. I'm sorry I told you. Believe me. I'm sorry about that. Wake up.
Shh. He's sleeping.
I don't care. Who the hell is Henry Francis?
No one. Stop it. Stop!
Who the hell is he?
Why do you care?
Because you're good and everyone else in the world is bad.
You're drunk.
You're so hurt. So brave with your little white nose in the air. All along you've been building a life raft.
Get out.
He never forgave me.
Forgave what? That I've never been enough?
You got everything you ever wanted. Everything. And you loved it. And now I'm not good enough for some spoiled mainline brat.
That's right!
You won't get a nickel. I'll take the kids. God knows they'll be better off.
I'm going to Reno, and you're going to consent, and that's the end of this. Don't threaten me. I know all about you.
You're a whore. You know that?
I want you out of the house.
Hold the elevator. They called you in, too?
Yes, they did. I'll admit it. I'm a little scared.
What?
Why are you here?
I don't know. Cooper called me. First they're cleaning the carpets, now they're not. Why are you here?
Work.
Hey,
everybody. Harry Crane is here.
Relax, Pete. We're expecting him.
What's going on? Why are you here?
I'm sorry. What's going on?
PPL has been sold to McCann. We're starting a new agency. We'd like you to join us as our new head of media.
Are you kidding?
Yes, yes, we are. Happy birthday.
We need your answer.
I should really call my wife.
Mr. Crane, Harry, this matter is secret and time-sensitive. If you turn us down and elect to be a mid-level cog at McCann Erickson, we'll have to lock you in the storeroom until morning. I'm sure you understand. Pete.
We were hoping you could decipher these job sheets. What exactly are these materials?
I never look at these.
Can we just take everything?
That's good thinking, but we don't know where anything is. No one knows how this works.
Let me make a phone call. I'll take care of this.
No more conspirators.
I'll be discreet. Where's Don?
What did we do?
Nothing.
And why are we in the living room?
We want to tell you something because, well, it's going to be a little bit of a change. But your father's going to be moving out. No, we'll still be living here. And he'll come to visit.
Then why is he going?
Because...
it'll just be temporary.
Like when you lived in the hotel?
Yes.
It'll be different.
Is it because I lost your cufflinks?
No. It has nothing to do with you. That's not what I mean. I love you both. You know that.
Then why are you going?
I'm not going. I'm just living elsewhere.
That's going. You say things and you don't mean them. And you can't just do that.
Sally, sweetheart.
Go away.
Sally, stop it.
You said you'd always come home.
I will. It's just a different home.
Will you be here for Christmas?
You'll get to have two Christmases.
I only want one. Did you make him leave?
No. We both decided.
You made him sleep in jeans room, and it's scary in there.
Listen to me, both of you. I will be here. You can call me, and I will answer, and I will be here. Sally? Sally.
Let her go.
Please don't go. I don't want you to.
Nobody wants to do this.
Awful.
Can I come in?
Do you want anything?
Yes, I do. You were right. I've taken you for granted, and I've been hard on you.
but only because I think I see you as an extension of myself. And you're not.
Well, thank you for stopping by.
Please. Sit down. Do you know why I don't want to go to McCann?
Because you can't work for anyone else.
No. Because there are people out there who buy things. People like you and me. And something happened. Something terrible. And the way that they saw themselves, is gone. And nobody understands that. But you do. And that's very valuable.
Is it?
With you or without you, I'm moving on. And I don't know if I can do it alone. Will you help me?
What if I say no? You'll never speak to me again.
I will spend the rest of my life trying to hire you.
Mrs. Harris, what a pleasure to see you.
What's she doing here?
I said I'd be discreet.
Tell them what to do.
I made a list and I called some movers.
Can you read these? Do you know where this stuff is?
Yes. Of course, you'll need the job bags on all these accounts. We'll also need logo files, all the film we can find, and negatives, which aren't actually here.
There you go. Very good. Now I can pack.
Sorry I'm late.
Hi.
Joan, what a good idea. While you're here, what'd you bring?
North American Aviation, C-Corps, Hi-Li, Samsonite.
Clearasil.
Really?
I made it.
Where do we start?
Well, I'd start in our department.
It's locked. Great. Start my office. Joey, I can't read your writing.
It's perfectly clear. Correspondence.
Oh, I'm tired. Peggy, can you get me some coffee?
No.
Did you wash your hands?
Hold the elevator. Okay, you can't kill me.
I'm at the Roosevelt, but I'll need you to find me an apartment.
Furnished?
For the time being.
Sorry. Good night.
Go ahead, Phyllis.
How long do you think it'll take us to be in a place like this again?
I never saw myself working in a place like this.
Don't bother.
We've been robbed.
He's waiting on the line. It's his third attempt.
St. John, how are you?
What in God's name is going on over there?
I think at this point it should be very clear.
You're fired. You're fired for costing this company millions of pounds. You're fired for insubordination. You're fired for lack of character.
Very good. Happy Christmas. Mr. Hooker, I've been sacked. Please have my office and things put in storage at this address.
What's happened?
You're a sharp boy. You'll figure it out.
Let's see. I have Peggy and Pete sharing the desk. Don, we'll replace one of these couches with a table for you, and we're adding two additional phone lines. Media will be in the bedroom with the television.
Accounts gets to bed.
And no one is to come to this office. If you have meetings, please take them elsewhere. I don't want them in the lobby or the bar of this hotel. Well, look at that. Good morning. Sterling Cooper Draper Price. How may I help you? Yes, Harry. It's room 435.
He didn't leave a note. Nothing.
Where is he? I just heard from John Deere. Pete tried to poach him on Saturday. Must have gone with Draper.
Damn it.
Sure. Everything's exactly the same. Don and I will both be on the account. Thanks, Ben. Okay, bye-bye.
Hello, everybody.
Lovely. What are you doing here?
I brought lunch. There's every kind of sandwich imaginable. And a cake.
Thank you, Trudy.
Isn't this exciting?
It is.
This looks great, Trudy.
I know how you boys and girls can be.
There's food. Thank God.
Draper Residence.
It's me. I'm not sure where I'm staying right now, but I'll be working out of the Pierre.
Okay.
Listen, Betts. I want you to know I'm not going to fight you.
Thank you.
I hope you get what you always wanted.
You will always be their father.
Okay. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye. Really?
You know, if you leave your shoes outside the door here, somebody polishes them.
Hey, Don.
How was your morning?
Very productive.